Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have tickets for Phil Collins today. We have tickets, 3-day passes for Outside Lands 2019, and tickets to see John Mayer as well. Jane also has some tickets this week. She's got an Alice Lounge with Rob Thomas on April 3rd, and she's got tickets for that all week long at 4:05.
And you know what? Let's give who it's presented by, too.
Oh, the lounge is presented by Fremont Bank.
Yes, thank you.
Wow. Well. Hello, Fremont Bank.
Hello, Fremont Bank.
Fremont.
Fremont.
Thank you for presenting.
Yes, the Alice Lounge with Rob Thomas.
Oh, they're not presenting Jane.
Oh, maybe.
They're
both. The whole thing.
I don't know.
Is Jane hosting the lounge?
I believe so.
Okay. She usually does.
Yeah.
She's really good at that.
Yeah.
She is. She'll like sit on stage and ask questions and then surrender the stage so that Rob Thomas can go crazy, this musical genius.
She's fantastic. She really is.
She is. I know. And keep here on the Alice all day because, you know, nothing but fun.
Let us be the soundtrack to your life. Rip the knob off.
Well, that was your cue, Holmes.
Sorry.
I don't think he's listening.
Oh,
he's
that's too bad.
Get stuff together.
All right. Rip the knob off.
Yeah, Vinny loves that.
There you go.
Let's rip the knob off whenever possible. Just have that ready to go at all times. Yeah. That's just about long enough.
Thank you.
Just about right. I love that you must have like found the first part like as one of those old radio announcer guys, and then you like took your voice and made it the second part. Like, is it? Did you do the first part too?
It's all him.
Hold on, let me go back to that. I forget.
I don't think it is. I don't think that first part's him. Let me hear it.
Yeah. So the first part is somebody else, and the second part is actually human, I think.
That's totally human.
It's fantastic. Thank you so much.
I remember I used to love that. I don't know if it's that one guy. He used to do all the imaging for this state, this Q96 FM, another guaranteed six in a row coming up after these. He did all the imaging for those, and he was just like that voice. And so I was the one who put all the promo, all the little image pieces together. So I would
you
get
did?
Yeah. So I
you
would
were
get
a production
his,
director.
Oh my God! I was. It's all I did was production when I started with the. Cutting the tape.
Oh my God, really?
Totally.
I didn't know that.
So I would get his raw reel-to-reel tape, and and it was just so funny to hear this guy. He'd screw something and go, oh, I screwed that up. Let me try that again.
Yeah.
Sometimes some of the outtakes would be so funny, you'd wind up using those. But it's just so funny to hear him putting that voice on. Turn it on and rip the knob off. Okay, I'll do it. The mean guy said so.
The mean guy?
I don't, you know, he sounds so forceful. All right. The charges against, in case you somehow missed this yesterday, it happened really late in the show yesterday. I think we found out about it around 8:30. In case you missed it, the charges against Jussie Smollett have been dropped. So what is the deal with this?
Oh, good. You're going to tell us.
I'm going to tell you everything I know.
Okay.
I don't really have any, and now the conspiracy theorists are going effing crazy. There's a whole thing about an aide to the Michelle Obama someone in with her who's also friends with Jussie, like made an appeal to the district attorney. There's all these, and we'll get to some. I'm going to spread it out a little. I don't want to spend all damn morning on it, but things took a bizarre turn yesterday in Chicago. All the charges against Jussie Smollett for allegedly arranging a hate crime against himself were dropped. The state attorney's office said, after reviewing all the facts and circumstances of the case, including Mr. Smollett's volunteer service in the community and agreement to forfeit his bond to the city of Chicago, we believe this outcome is a just disposition and appropriate resolution to this case. Which doesn't mean anyone thinks that Jussie is innocent, just that they figure forfeiting the $10,000 that he put up to get out of jail and for this, they're calling it community service, but it's 2 days of volunteering that he did at the Rainbow Connection or the Rainbow Project, which I think is Jesse Jackson's charity.
Well, that's not nothing, but that's not.
No, but it's, you know, this is a guy who was facing like decades in prison at worst, you know? And they coupled that with the fact that he has an otherwise clean record, and that was enough for them. And apparently this has been in negotiations for a while now, like his team's trying to get this to be dropped. And my thought initially was that, and I have no idea if this is the case or not, this was totally speculation on my part, the fact that that police superintendent had come out and without saying this is alleged, he said this guy did this and this is what else he did, and also he forged that letter and he did this to get more money from Empire and he did this to further his fame. And that guy came out and, you know, basically in the court of public opinion made a judgment. So, and, you know, if I had been the person on the other, if I had been Jussie Smollett, I would have been like, oh, well, thanks for the whole innocent until proven guilty thing. Like, I can see why someone would be pissed off about that.
Well,
there wasn't an alleged used.
And I'd agree with you on that point. Now, though, because they've dropped the charges, it muddies up that whole reality that he did do it.
Right.
Or not. Mm-hmm. So if you release someone without any charges and you even wipe the record clean, now it becomes, oh, he was innocent and they framed him.
Right. I don't know if anyone really, I don't think that. Do you?
Well, no. But I also had read that the mayor of Chicago is furious.
There's a lot of people in Chicago, everywhere. There's a lot of people everywhere who were really mad about this. So one guy from the state attorney's office told CBS he does not think that Jussie is innocent. They're just, this is from the organization that released him, said, we don't think he's innocent. I don't think he's innocent. We're chalking it up to alternative prosecution, that he'd paid this fine and he'd done this community service. A whopping 2 days. So Rahm Emanuel, there it is. He called it a whitewash of justice. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, he's the one who held that initial press conference, said Jussie owes the city an apology. That won't be happening anytime soon, Jussie and his legal team say. He didn't do it. Jussie told reporters, I've been truthful and consistent on every level since day one. Now I'd like nothing more than to get back to work. That didn't happen. And move on with my life. But make no mistake, I'll always continue to fight for the justice, equality, and betterment of marginalized people everywhere.
It'll be interesting because that, in my opinion, look, if he did lie and if that's, then it's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Losing your career is a huge penalty price to pay.
Right.
Like if you have hopes and dreams of being an entertainer and you've made it to TV and you lose that, that's a darn good penalty to start with.
I wonder if they figured that in with the price that he's paying.
I would have liked to see more based on the whole, they put a noose around, like the stuff, the imagery, all that
Totally. Is
so bad that if he phonied all that up to somehow gain publicity
notoriety
for his career,
right.
That's just despicable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know, is losing his career, does he lose his career? Can they actually put him back on and be like, that never happened?
I don't think they can put him back on, at least not on Empire. And I have another story about it. I'll do it at 7. But basically, they're saying some of the writers are backing him, but the rest of the cast is like, no, dude, that guy is not welcome back here. So Rahm Emanuel and Eddie Johnson, the mayor and police superintendent, are really upset that he's not copping to anything. Johnson said, if you want to say you're innocent, you take your day in court. I would never hide behind some kind of brokered deal. Meanwhile, Cook County State's attorney, Kim Fox, this is the woman I was telling you has like a weird Michelle Obama connection. They're saying that it was her attempts to influence the case that got him set free. Or freed from these charges, and there are calls now to investigate her. Fox has all the deep state conspiracists all wound up because she was approached on behalf of the Smollett family by a woman who used to be Michelle Obama's chief of staff. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't know if any of that's true or, you know, nothing would surprise me anymore. I used to be surprised
by
things.
This is a weird one.
Right around the time Tiger Woods started, we had the horror board up in here figuring out. Like, that's when things stopped surprising me. I just vowed I'm never being surprised again. So that's where we're at with the Jussie Smollett thing. And I do have some more stuff, but, you know, it just puts us down a rabbit hole. So let's move on to the next thing.
All right.
Michael Avenatti. There's so many fun things.
Oh, boy.
All right. In his first interview since being arrested on multiple extortion and fraud charges, Michael Avenatti went to CBS News in an interview that, if it hasn't already aired on the East Coast, it's airing this morning on CBS This Morning.
Okay.
So he sat down with correspondent Jerrica Duncan yesterday, apparently. And he said, yeah, I'm scared and concerned about facing a possible long-term prison sentence. He said, of course I'm nervous. I am nervous. I'm concerned. I'm scared. I feel terrible for my family. I feel bad for my friends. Most people are sticking by me. They know me. They know what I'm all about. So I've been very fortunate in that regard. Michael Avenatti, if you're not familiar, is the guy who gained notoriety for representing Stormy Daniels in her lawsuit against Donald Trump. He's very subdued in this clip, they're saying, more than we're used to seeing. He's usually bulldoggish.
He rolled around in his celebrity like a drunk pig.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it was ridiculous that he went from the guy that represents. And that, look, the whole thing was a sideshow to begin with. Here's a porn star who's saying she did the president and wants to be able to tell the story, even though she took some money and some like the whole thing was ridiculous. But there was that guy in the middle of it becoming
I'll take your case, no
a
problem.
Huge star.
I would love to be a huge star.
In
I want
his
to run
own
for president.
Right, exactly right. Based on this, putting himself in the middle of this storyline.
Right. I mean, he sort of burst onto the scene and has been nothing but a train wreck ever since.
Right.
So, you know, it's not surprising that he's subdued in this because he is looking at decades in prison, they're saying, after being arrested Monday on wire and bank fraud charges out of Los Angeles and counts of extortion against Nike brought by the Southern District of New York. All of those are federal felonies. He was released maybe Monday evening. Couldn't happen yesterday because I think he was already out by the time we talked about this yesterday. He posted $300,000 bond in Manhattan, or I should say he didn't post it. A couple people vouched and said we're good for it, and someone determined that they were and they let him out. He says, sure, I'm nervous, I'm scared, all those things, and if I wasn't, it wouldn't make a lot of sense. So there are going to be some this interview is going to air this morning on CBS This Morning, and then on the CBS Evening News more clips will air tonight. So, that guy's in your news cycle. Hooray. Here's just something fun. Saturday, Keanu Reeves was on a commercial flight from San Francisco to L.A.
He was here, headed south. Got it.
Right. And it was diverted due to a mechanical indication. It landed safely in a remote airport near Bakersfield.
Huh.
Yeah. So still 100 miles away, easily.
I was just in Bakersfield not
lucky
too long
you.
Ago.
That's right.
It's lovely there.
Had a good time, did you?
Actually, the car broke down and we had to just sit there on the side of the road for a while.
Let that thing cool down.
Before we got some help.
Good thing it wasn't summertime.
Oh, no doubt.
Good thing it wasn't a bigger problem.
Yeah.
So a lot of celebrities, I would say, would just sort of duck away, you know, call for an Uber and head to wherever you're going. But not Keanu. He immediately started organizing a van ride to Burbank for anyone who was interested. He loaded him up. I guess they went on a road trip.
Hmm.
So they began this van ride. He entertained the other passengers by using his phone to read facts about Bakersfield and play some country music.
Funny.
He also... Oh, so... And then he was saying, as everyone was getting off the van, he was saying his goodbyes and clearly letting people film him.
That is so sweet.
Isn't that lovely?
Yes.
He got dropped off at a Carl's Jr.
You know what? I only hear nice things about the guy.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember The Matrix? He bought everybody, with all his money, he bought everybody on the set Harleys or something.
Yeah.
Like, you just hear that although he's clearly doing very well for himself, he also is pretty down to earth.
Yeah. It's good to hear.
In some cases, it's almost too down to earth, like a bum down to earth. Like,
you know,
look at him.
I know. He doesn't look good. You know, he's doing...
Very unkept.
I can't think of the other guy in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures. Where, Winters? Somebody?
Bill. Ted.
I don't think so.
I don't
Something...
know.
Something...
I don't know, is it?
It's Bill!
Maybe it is. Sure, it's Bill Winters. So, they are doing another one.
I've heard.
Yeah.
Alex
Winters?
Winter.
Just Winter. Alex Winter. So, Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves. Alex Winter, by the way, is like, oh my God, thank God!
Right.
Thank God! Pull me out of obscurity. I'm living in Bakersfield, for God's sake. So... I don't know how far down that path they've gotten, but that is, it's in the pipeline. And I loved the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures and
Never
Bogus
saw it.
Journey. Oh, really?
Never
you
saw
should go
it.
Back and watch it. It's made for you. You'd
it's
love
made
it.
For me?
Yes. You would love, love, love those movies. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
I got so much stuff, including I will direct you to buy Powerball immediately.
Oh, yeah, my God, I forgot.
And more after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. 6:37 in the morning. Scott Capurro is going to join us today at 8 o'clock. Very excited for that. But
can't
right now,
wait to ask him about Barbara.
I know. It's so exciting.
What will he say?
I feel like we have a bunch of stuff to ask him about today.
We do?
Yeah, there's like a... They might be doing away with the time change across Europe, which is actually going to be kind of interesting for us because we love to do the math, like how far, like, you know, so sometimes they'll only be 7 hours ahead of us. Other times they'll be 8 hours ahead. I just don't know.
It's going to be a nightmare.
It's going to, oh, wow. It's just going to add a whole new fold. Anyway, it's time for the news. Let's get to that.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by my brother, Keith. Also known on this show as Jan, or as he likes to be called, Jan. I don't know what that's all about.
He just, you know, wants to take ownership of Jan.
Sure. I put...
Hi, Jan.
I posted the photo of him making homemade pasta in my kitchen.
Oh, you put it on your Instagram?
I put it on my Instagram.
It's great.
So you can see the famous or
infamous... I never used to think you guys looked alike, but the older that you guys get, the more alike you look.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
See, older or younger?
He's older. Huh?
He's younger. That's why he's Jan. He's the middle brother.
Yeah, right.
I'm the oldest. But he's a guy. Look, I'm an ex-smoker. I know what smoking's all about. The addiction is for real, and it is not easy to get off it. And he's a dude who's struggled with it.
Mm. Oh, is he still smoking?
Well, he just switched over to the Juul.
Ah.
So he had quit smoking a bunch of times, like many of us have, and has always found himself back at it. And then recently, his most recent effort to not smoke cigarettes was to inhale unfiltered cigars, which seemed 10 times worse than... They stink worse. The cough, the rasp he had was even worse than when you've got cigs.
Yeah, that's not the... And your addiction to nicotine is not being diminished.
Right, at all. So he just switched from those things to this Juul, and I was actually glad to see it.
Yeah.
And he's on the mint for whatever that's worth. Or the, is it menthol?
I guess.
I guess that's what that is.
I don't know. I don't love the Juul because I find it to be, I find a lot of these e-cigs to be very drying. I have like a very specific, you know, because I need to be able to sing. I can't be having a dry throat.
Whatever.
That is right.
He's off the cigs and off the cigars he was smoking.
Thank
and
God.
He doesn't smell like that anymore. So it was actually cool to see that he's carrying one of those little things and he was hitting it and I was like, good for you.
Yeah. And you can hit him in a house. You don't have to like go take a break from life.
Has he hit it right in the car on the drive?
Did he?
Yeah.
It didn't bother you?
Well, I mean, I'm not stoked, but it's 10 times better than cigarettes.
It's 1,000 times better.
Sure, exactly.
Why didn't you bring him in this morning?
Yeah, you should bring Jan in.
Well, he's leaving tomorrow, right?
No, I think he wanted to hang with his nieces.
No, he didn't. He wanted to come in.
No, he wanted to hang with his nieces.
Jan, if you're listening, Jan. Jan, if you're listening, we'd love to have you in here.
Yeah.
So
we'd love it. In fact, Sandy, Christina, Isla, any of Vinny's family, Jason, Cisco,
your three cats.
Yeah. Anybody in Vinny's life that would like to come in on the show, please, you're more than welcome.
Do you want
any
to hear,
time?
If I could.
No.
Do you want to? Clearly. You want to hear a fast fact about
Jan?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I've known him my whole life, and I just, for the first time.
Fast
Sorry,
fact.
I talked right over.
Yeah,
my,
no, it's
my...
totally fine. I'll just let you go.
He doesn't wear deodorant.
What?
Oh,
I go.
Did you smell him?
He doesn't smell. I'm like, maybe I have that gene and I don't even know it. Except I've gone without deodorant and I stink. Like by midday,
he doesn't wear deodorant.
So last night I go, listen, I put out stuff for your shower and your washcloth and towel.
Yeah.
So you're all set. Do you need anything? Do you need deodorant or anything? He goes, I don't use it. And I'm like, get that out of here. Of course you use it. Look at you.
You're a slob.
Oh, I mean,
Right.
He's like a, mechanic guy. I'm like, get out of here. No, I don't use it. I mean, unless it's like summer. And I'm really going to sweat. I don't use that. He goes, do I smell?
Is that what he sounds like?
He's got to just, he's loud. He's actually, if you can believe it, louder than me.
Oh, I can't believe it.
He's louder than me.
Oh, we got to get him on the show.
I know.
So anyway, I was just surprised. A grown man with no deodio. You use deodio. I mean, right?
Most times, not all the time.
You're telling me you can.
Well, the thing is, I will smell, but it's not like bad enough where if you're sitting next to me, you'd smell it.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I'm positive.
That's the problem. Is
like 90% of the time I'm at work. Why do I smell? I don't know.
I've never smelled.
Did you put on deodorant this morning?
I didn't. But if you
didn't,
I don't want you coming up putting your nose in my armpit though.
Lift your arm up. It's not wet either.
It's not. No, it just. I just don't.
Your other arm up, and maybe it comes out the other arm. Yeah.
Whether or not you're hot, you're gonna pit out.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not a really big sweater, but I will smell. So it's not about whether I'll pit out. It's about by 2 p.m., you'll smell me. What are you doing?
Nothing.
What are you up to?
I'm texting you that something.
Oh.
Anyway, you're telling me you won't smell by 2 in the afternoon? You put on Ban from...
Who,
like,
me?
Yeah, you.
I wouldn't know because I never don't put on Ban.
You put it on from your elbow to your rib cage.
No, I just put it on just in my armpit right when I get out of the shower. And it doesn't matter when my next shower is, it'll last the whole time.
All right. Well,
I'd let you smell my armpits right now, but I haven't shaved them in like 2 weeks, so that ain't happening.
What does that have to do with
it? I just don't want you seeing that. You don't need to be seeing that.
Maybe we do.
I'm going to say we don't.
Anyway, I just thought that was interesting. Grown man, no deodio, and was like...
It's hard to believe.
Surprised that I was making such a thing of it. What? You?
You should say, maybe that's why you don't have a girlfriend, bud.
Come on.
Say that to him.
I can tell you why he doesn't have a girlfriend, and it's got nothing to do with deodorant.
Tell me why.
He refuses to compromise 1 minute of his time for any human being other than himself.
That is such an unusual trait in your family.
I know, it is.
That is so strange.
So there's just never going to be someone that can say, hey, you know what you should do? And he's going to go, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen.
So when someone says, hey, you know what you should do? He goes, break up with you? Because I just did.
It's just
you just
not
said the breakup words.
It's going to happen ever. Now, sorry, moving on into the news, let me begin with bus driving.
Yeah, what about it?
If you're looking for a new gig, bus drivers are wanted. This is the front page of today's Mercury News.
Oh.
School bus drivers wanted. Apply throughout the Bay Area. They are finding themselves in desperate need of
school bus drivers.
School bus drivers are wanted.
wonder if it's if there's a lot of hoops you got to jump through to specifically be a driver of children in a bus.
Right.
Like, I wonder
I'm
if that's
sure,
why
but
there's a
why wouldn't you
lack.
If there's a need. Why wouldn't right. you? And you're sitting there going, man, you know what I need? A gig.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and don't you think it's probably some kind of split shift gig where yeah. you're doing it in the morning and then the afternoons?
Yeah, that's fine. Weekends off and vacations, you know, and the whole summer.
Well, look into it if you're looking for a gig because school bus drivers are wanted.
Yeah.
So I thought
you
it was
could Uber in the midday.
Worth announcing. If you're feeling lucky, the Powerball drawing is tonight, and it's up to $750
yeah.
million.
I'm feeling really lucky.
I am, too. I'm
going to win this one.
So consider that.
I texted John immediately when you said that earlier. I'm like,
oh, I meant to do that.
We got to get our lotto tickets.
You meant to text John?
My John.
Yeah. We all text John yeah. during the breaks.
Okay. Drunk driver. 49-year-old Efren Mencia Ramirez was pulled over in Spartanburg, South Carolina on Saturday when a cop saw him speeding and swerving. As the cop approached the car, he noticed Efren was frantically spraying something into his mouth.
Binaca.
Axe body spray.
Oh, God. Can't you die from that?
I don't know, but his hope was to cover up the smell of booze because he'd been drinking. The problem, though, was that the policeman saw him, you know, covering.
I don't think that works anyway, does it?
They also, no, are you kidding? I used to have the same, when you drink, it comes off, like the smell comes off you in those little wiggly lines. It comes
yeah.
off your body. It's not even, right. it's not your breath. It's just coming off you from right. every pore.
Ew. You stink.
Yeah.
Especially if it's whiskey or
you
something
You can say, oh
like
my
that.
God, someone knocked into me at this place I was at and they spilled their drink all over me. That's why I smell so whiskey-ish.
Sure. You could say
it's not
that.
It's not my head hole.
Except when you're alone in the guest room at your house, there's no one to really put the finger.
That guy spilled something on me.
That guy, you can't see him? I'm the only one? What, are you blind?
There were also empty Corona cans all over the car, so there was that problem as well.
Oh, Corona cans even. Nice.
Plus, Axe is not for your mouth.
Mm.
So there's another, you know.
So he was all.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he was choking on it. Plus, you know, the policeman's like, you're spraying body spray into your mouth.
I think there might be a problem here, Houston.
He was arrested for drunk driving, driving without a license, driving without insurance, and carrying an open container.
Oh, for God's sake, so, dude.
That guy's out there on the road. I mean, not anymore.
No.
But...
Still, though. No. Did you say no license, no insurance, no...
Right. None of the stuff.
Just none of just got in a car and went.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like a great idea. People are worried about legalizing pot. Hello, canned Corona.
This story is a trip.
All right. I'm ready.
There's a woman in China who recently gave birth to twin boys.
Oh, that's lucky. They like boys in China.
Her husband thought one of them looked a lot like him, but the other didn't.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
So he did a DNA test because he felt like, this boy looks just like me. This one does not. Oh. What's going on here? He found out he was the father of one of the twins, but not the other.
There can be two sets of fathers for a set of twins?
When he confronted his wife about it, she admitted she'd had an affair. And they say, yes, this is all possible. It's a rare medical phenomenon called heteropaternal superfecundation. Fecundation. I don't know. Anyway... where the woman releases two eggs at the same time, and the sperm from one man fertilizes one, while the sperm from another man fertilizes the other.
Don't they say that's true of, like, when a cat goes into heat and a bunch of other male cats get her? Then she could have, like, you know, if she had six kittens, they could potentially be from six different
really?
Cats.
No, I've never heard that.
Huh? Well, they're all getting her, you know.
Hmm. Who are you listening to that says that?
I don't know. I feel like I've heard that.
Uh-huh.
You know, just in the ethers.
Just around.
The voices,
it's going
the
around
that
cats release a lot
maybe
of
dogs,
eggs.
Maybe dogs too.
And they might have multiple families.
Which is why, you know, you might get a black and white cat and then like a tabby and you know, multicolored kittens.
Well, that explains it, doesn't it?
I guess so.
All right.
Fix your cats, people.
Scientists say the odds of this happening are extremely low. One study said it happens. One study found it happens in less than 3% of paternity suits involving twins. And since there aren't that many paternity suits involving twins, the number's extremely small.
Mm. But it happens.
And for the record, the man in question of the story, I should say, says he will only be raising the one child.
Well, what's going to happen to the other one?
I don't know. I mean, there's another father. So we haven't heard that part of the story.
Wow. Boy, that's complicated.
It is.
Of both of the kids.
Scary.
It's weird. It's just a very strange situation to find yourself
in. Well, it's super scary. I mean, there you are. Look. I don't know this guy. Maybe he's a complete jerk. Maybe their relationship's terrible and she's with another man because he's an awful human being.
What would you
I don't know his story, but I do. What would I do?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, as much as I've tried to grow up and accept that, you know, relationships are pretty fluid and you go through ups and downs, that's a down I'm not going to be there for.
So it would be a divorce.
Well,
and
I'd be like, look, we're going to try to be, you know, good to each other and do a good job with our kid, but I'm not okay.
I'm not sticking around here for that.
I feel really bad about myself right now, and I don't think that.
And about you.
This is retreat. What would you do?
Well, first of all, I'd be so embarrassed. Like, oh my God, you found out that I had an affair because I had one of your kids and one of his.
In this story, you're the woman. Okay.
Yeah, well, I assume I'm the woman.
I don't know.
Okay, if I'm the man, I'd be like, well, they're both really cute. Let's just figure it out. You want to be with me? All right. Great. Well, let's try and keep it with that. Well, now there's kids involved, Vinny. But I would make that person suffer. You know, I mean, it's not going to go without.
Oh, so you'd be super hard on her for the rest of her days.
Sure, that would be a constant
Your
reminder.
Resentment would just be
pounded
into her daily.
Absolutely. And I'd be telling the kids what a slut she is, you know. Slut-shaming mom all the time. That's the way I am, though, so.
That's not
Can't change it. Can't change your nature.
That's not a thing. That's okay.
No. It is a thing, though.
You're right, Sarah. Super fecundation is common in cats.
And dogs or just cats?
Oh, someone texted
Not as
in,
likely for dogs, but it does
But
happen.
It is possible.
Oh.
Well, look at you.
I heard it somewhere. I tell you, I hear things. Just, you know, walking down the street, people having a conversation. I'm like, well, I'm taking that nugget with me.
I'm going to go learn some stuff at the vet office. See you guys later. I'll be back after I have some new info.
What do we got here?
Oh, boy. Those are sibling cats, and every single one of them is completely different than the other. I'll take them all. Oh, my God. Why are kittens so goddamn cute?
I know.
You know, I need a real cat. God.
What are you talking about?
The cat I have now is just not doing his job. Oh, yeah. What a lazy bastard. Oh, God, all he does is lay around and eat. There's squirrels destroying our trees, and he's laying on the porch underneath, like, licking himself. Like, just please do your job.
Scooching his butt towards you.
Yeah, what a jerk. God, I hate that cat. Just get a life, cat. What are you, a millionaire, laying around waiting for your food to get brought to you?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Rachel Matt 707 says, Rachel Maddow refers to Michael Avenatti as unavoidable for comment. Which is...
That is a perfect summation of
very
Michael
well put.
Avenatti.
Yep. Very well put. Good for you, Rachel
Here's
Maddow.
Here's his comment. Yeah, she's smart. I like her. That's funny.
Hello, morning crew. In New Orleans for a conference and listening to The Lost 30 live on radio.com app.
Oh.
Radio.com. It's an app. You can listen to this show anywhere you are.
It's an app that stole our syndication money.
Right. We'll never see a penny of syndication money.
You can hear us anywhere in the world.
Radio.com. We're happy to promote it, too.
Oh, we love it. It's great.
Jan is pronounced Jan in Dutch.
Oh, in Dutch.
Like the famous painter Jan van Eyck.
Oh, never heard of Jan van Eyck.
Me neither.
Jan van Eyck.
My husband's name is Jan, pronounced Yen.
Yen. What? Why Yen?
I don't know. Vin, how is your brother's name supposed to be pronounced? Keith, actually, is how you pronounce his name. Right. It's Keith.
But Marcia calls him Jan. Well, and Jan calls him Jan.
Right, whatever. I can't even explain it. It doesn't matter. It's just one of those things that happens in families, and then they're stuck. And, you know, it's like Tina. She wanted to be called
Chris. No, I wasn't having that.
You wouldn't let her.
Your name's Tina. Stop it. Even when I text her, I'm like, hey, Tina. T-E-E-N-E-R.
You're such a mean lady.
No, I'm not. She loves it. Please.
She doesn't
love
it.
Any attention from me is totally wanted by her. It's like, oh my God, my sister's paying attention to me. I love my sister. She's the best.
I don't think that's how it goes.
No, it does. It does hate my sister and love my sister.
Oh, okay.
You know how our relationships are with our siblings. Mm-hmm. Love, hate, always.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, we'll start with the Billboard Hot 100, but then I'm going to get a little bit further down into the Jussie Smollett stuff, et cetera, after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.